Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Hey, Krista.
What?
We're leaving
on a jet plane. You stop singing.
Yeah. Gotcha. But yeah, no, we totally are. And that made me think,
yep.
What kind of entertainment should we be watching on the way down? Because, like, you're kind of stuck on a plane.
Right.
Kind of boring.
Yeah. And there's definitely things that make a good plane movie as opposed to a not good plane movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
you don't want to see a brand new cool movie that you haven't seen before on a little tiny bitty screen with a kid kicking your seat.
Exactly. Similarly, like serious dramas and, or for me, crying things.
Yes, that is an important consideration, which we all take into account.
Yes,
in our main topic this week.
Exactly. We're going to talk about the best Disney movies to watch on an airplane
now that we can all travel again.
Yay.
Mostly.
Before we get to that, Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
Well, my nerd thing is kind of our annual nerd thing where we totally watch the Oscars.
Oh, yes.
And that was interesting.
Yeah.
We'll probably get to that in the news, though.
But yeah, probably a good idea.
We watched the Oscars and we cast our ballots and we tied this year.
And stuff. We did. Have we ever tied?
Yeah, I don't know. You've gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
You used to be terrible.
Yeah.
And now you are much better.
Well, I used to be like who I want to win or what I want to win. And now I'm more like, I know this is probably going to win because of whatever. So, yeah. Yeah, we didn't do too badly. We had different things, right? But we evened out.
Yes.
And, you know, big things happening.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a news too.
My nerd thing you're going to make fun of me for.
Probably. That's what I'm here for.
I'm, like, really getting into, like, spring cleaning mode before we go to Disney. I always like to have the house, like, mostly clean. So when you come back,
yeah,
and
it's
you're
nice.
Tired, yeah, it's nice.
Nice to come home to a freshly made bed and clean floors and...
Exactly. But I haven't told you this yet, but I have been watching, like, or listening to, anyway, cleaning videos on YouTube. Did you know there are cleaning videos on YouTube?
Well, I mean, there was a hit Netflix show about cleaning and decluttering and stuff, so why not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I don't know what it is about them, but I'm like, I was doing our Airbnb changeover, and I was, like, listening to it, and I was like, oh, this is so motivating. So inspirational.
Wow. Okie dokie then. Moving.
That's nerdy, right?
Moving on.
Is that a nerd thing?
Yeah, well, sure. We're going to move on. What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a cranberry neutral that you brought me.
Yeah. Well, you asked for a drink and that's what I brought you.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a lime neutral. Ooh. The first citrusy neutral of the season because we stick to cranberry in the winter time.
Yeah, they have a lot of... You can do the citrus ones kind of in your shoulder seasons, but cranberry is really the only one that takes you through winter.
All the other ones are very warm weather focused, and I don't know. It feels like spring to me now, and I felt like a citrusy drink.
Nice.
And it's hitting pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. Also, Brandon, we have something new to talk about. Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think? Episode one, spoiler-free, initial gut reaction. What are you thinking?
It's interesting. It was really good.
Yeah.
Good episode. I think it was a good intro. Mm-hmm. Kind of played with what the concept is very well and introduced things like really good setting the table.
Yeah.
I kind of noticed that the special effects maybe weren't quite up to par, especially the big chase scene.
Okay.
As some of the other, like Falcon and the Winter Soldier,
well,
felt like...
Well, it had a great...
The full-on intro action scene felt movie quality. This one didn't, but it was also kind of dreamlike.
Right.
It worked.
So it fit. Yeah, that's true. The other ones we've seen have not been dreamlike. Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to question if, what's up?
Yeah,
so.
it felt like a dream, and I think that's what they're going for. So that works. I'm not upset about it.
I really liked it. I thought it was very cool. And Ethan Hawke's character, who's in the trailers and everything, so it's not a spoiler, unnerving. And
yeah, that's the thing. This is the first time I felt like a perfect mix of like actual horror, because there's like some like legit scary parts in this.
Yeah.
Like better than most horror movies. And comedy since Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Because Ghostbusters had earnest horror in it. Mm-hmm. Like you forget that because you think about all the fun lines
right,
and everything. But no, there's some earnest horror in that original Ghostbusters. And
that's a strong statement. It's been a while.
I don't know. It just reminded me. I'm not saying it's as good as Ghostbusters.
Right. And it's a hard line to walk between two. Dude, that's very
tough. This is a tough combo.
Yeah. Disney A News Update. Okay, well, you alluded to it, so let's start with it. Let's chat Oscars.
It's what everybody's talking about.
Bruno?
No. Yeah. Anyway, the Oscars happened, and there was an incident.
Okay, before we get to the incident, congratulations, winners.
Yeah. Encanto was the big Disney winner.
I was kind of sad that Lin-Manuel Miranda didn't get his EGOT.
Apparently, they're calling it a P-GOT now. Like, they add the Peabody Award to it.
Oh, boy. Okay, well.
He's already got that, so.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway. I guess I'll just have to do another one.
Just write something else.
But
the Bond song was deserved.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, I said I want to be mad, but I'm not even mad.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Billie Eilish fan in the world. I think she's fine. I don't know. I'm not the target demographic for her
anyway.
But they did a really good job making a Bond, like a true Bond song.
It was a very good Bond song, So I was good with that. And I was good with, like, the major winners and stuff was expected. So let's chat, folks. There was an incident.
Yep.
What happened, Brandon?
Well, why do I have to describe it? Okay, fine. Chris Rock was up there presenting an award, and he was being Chris Rock-like and kind of poking fun at the audience.
Yeah.
And front row center was Will Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and she had a very tight haircut.
Yeah, it's like
completely shaved basically. Yeah. And he made a crack about it, referencing a old movie where Demi Moore also shaved her head.
Right, G.I. Jane.
And she has a medical condition that is hair loss, induced alopecia.
Yep.
And she was upset about the joke, which is whatever, it's a joke.
Will Smith upset about a joke at your
took it upon himself to go slap Chris Rock in the face.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure everybody knows that, so I don't know why I told the whole story.
I don't know, but that's fine.
Pretty sure everybody knows that already. Anyway, what did you think about that, Krista? Because it was, like, we've seen a couple shocking things in the Oscars.
Yep.
That was, like, I thought it was a joke at first.
I did, too. I was talking to a coworker today who said that he feels it was very staged, and I said, if that was staged, that was the stupidest thing to stage.
It was, it would have been, like, if it had been staged, it was terribly staged. Like, you can't stage the awkwardness of that at all. Like,
no.
It was legit.
Yeah.
And super messed up. And I think the Smith family has, like, some emotional mental problems.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a natural reaction to something.
Okay.
And you can debate the merits of the joke, but
This is my opinion on it. I think making fun of somebody medical condition is problematic. However, I also think that Chris Rock is a comedian who has made his entire living on making fun of things like that. And at the end of the day, it is a bunch of do remember that they make fun of each other all the time, because at the end of the day, they're multimillionaires getting together in multimillion dollar outfits and jewelry to give each other awards, so they keep making millions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
So of course they make fun of each other. It's a little self-deprecation there. And I get that there's an illness there. He wasn't pointing at her being like, ha 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 ha, you have alopecia.
Yeah.
It was a joke about a movie.
A movie.
But
at the
here's
Oscars.
The other thing. When it first showed the reaction, Will Smith was laughing, and then he looked at his wife, who was, she looked pissed.
Yeah,
she did.
She did right from the start. I saw that.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of funny myself.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, making fun of someone's medical condition is obviously not cool. But here's the thing. Had he not, Smith not gotten up and just, like, he just basically stormed the stage and walked up and hit him. He didn't say anything. He didn't do anything. Had he hollered from his seat, like, that's enough, there would have been an awkward silence, and Chris Rock would have looked like an idiot for making fun of a medical condition.
Yep.
That isn't what happened.
No.
Instead, we had someone who I do think is a talented actor. I think Will Smith is a very talented actor. But if you walked up to someone who insulted me and hit him, you could be charged. You would be charged with assault.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
And
he could
have been.
Yeah.
Apparently, Chris Rock declined to press charges.
Yes. Well, that's.
And the other thing is, apparently the Academy asked Will Smith to leave, and he said no.
See, that's insane.
And they were just like, okay.
Yeah, like, that is ridiculous. And here's the thing. And then he got up, and he did his speech, and it was very PR-y. Basically, it sounded like somebody who is used to letting his letting his reaction be to hit someone, to like the way he's like, oh, I didn't mean to, I was just looking out for you, right? Like,
yeah.
It sounded very abusive, and it sounded like this was not his first time doing this kind of thing, just maybe his first time doing it at the Oscars and then winning Best Actor. So it colored everything. You know who I felt really bad for? The poor guys who won Best Documentary right after that. Like,
Questlove.
Yeah, good luck following that. Thanks, I get like...
What is it with music directors of late night bands getting Oscars?
Because
it's the second year in a
row. It's in a row, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think violence is ever the answer. And I've always thought Will Smith was a very talented actor, and it made me really not a fan of his.
It was pathetic, is what I think.
Yeah, exactly. I think he just came from a movie in which he spends most of the time telling two girls.
Being a toxic narcissist.
Yeah.
And so he's method acting, I guess.
Maybe that was it.
I don't know.
But he has this whole thing where he says, you know, it's not, I think he's talking to Serena at the time, that girl plays Serena, obviously, but his character's talking to Serena and says, it might not be fair, but you have to be better because everyone is looking at you. Because, you know, your little black girls are going to be looking at you, as I think how the line goes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has said that he wants to be inspirational to African-American boys. This is inspirational?
That's the exact
Jeez.
Opposite, yeah.
And for what, like, whatever color you are, reacting with violence is not cool, but you have more eyes on you who are jumping to more conclusions about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and you're aware of that because you've spoken on it many occasions. Had he handled it differently, all the focus would be on Chris Rock making an inappropriate joke. And maybe it was, but it does. But that isn't the point.
Yeah,
you
can debate
that.
It's not
way.
Like he was laughing at her. He was comparing her to a movie at the Oscars, which is very appropriate.
Yeah.
And G.I. Jane was like a badass lady. Like,
yeah.
It's not an insult.
Yeah, you're making fun of Demi Moore. Like, come on here.
Like, I don't understand. It wasn't. Like, it's not a negative character, so
right.
I don't know.
That is a good point, too. But my point is that regardless of what he was making fun of, like, if you were uncomfortable with the joke, it's the same thing, like, you know, with my students, okay? If someone's making fun of someone else, and they're like, ooh, I was just joking.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's how
you take it, sure.
That's fine. But the minute that kid turns around and punches the other one, the one who was making the joke isn't in trouble anymore. I don't know why it's any different for these guys.
Money.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
That's beyond. Yeah. Okay, well,
anyway,
it's been talked about by...
Everyone,
so we
So now we did, too.
Yeah, we did, too.
And congratulations
Except for Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself was like, everybody else has already talked about it, I don't think I need to talk about it.
Go for it, Harry Potter. he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, like, it's amazing how well-adjusted pretty much every child actor in those films is.
No kidding. They're more well-adjusted than J.K. Rowling
herself. Yeah, who would have called that one? Who knows?
It's true. Like,
that's
weird. What is it about them? Yeah. Is it because they're British?
Oh, that's why. Of course. Could you imagine if that movie had been made with Americans, they'd all be...
Yeah, messed up.
Just messed up small children. Oh.
Okay, well, yeah, let's finish talking about that, because it was upsetting and interesting, and I've had many a debate at work about it.
Yeah, it was... It definitely felt really weird when you were like, and you could tell the audience was super uncomfortable, but it was exciting at the same time. Like, it was something to
ratings boost.
Well, apparently the ratings, like, before and after the slap, the ratings changed like by like 2%, and that would be like normal because that's when the big awards happen.
Of course.
Anyway,
right.
So
you know what I will say? Last thing, just because I mentioned my students. I had coffee with a former student a bit ago, and she asked me what I thought of that, and I kind of did like, well, and she said, personally, I think when we're little kids, we are taught to use our words and our voices, so maybe he should have tried that first. The teenager figured it out.
Yep.
Apparently grown men can't. Okay. So, didn't affect the ratings. Maybe it'll affect next year's ratings.
It definitely affected the, like, consciousness of the Oscars, like,
right.
I know I've talked to several people like, oh, I didn't even know the Oscars were on until
yeah.
saw this on Twitter or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, there is that, and that is interesting. So maybe we'll see if it has an effect next year. People will be like, oh, is Will Smith gonna punch this year?
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt it, but
okay,
whatever.
All right, well, let's move on to some other news. Jim Henson, we have a biography that is a documentary, a biopic,
mm-hmm.
that has been greenlit. It is in the works. It is barely started, but it's happening. And that is really exciting. I am a massive Muppets fan. Love Jim Henson. I think he's brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to this. I hope they do it justice. And I'm optimistic. We were talking about the Muppets just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting story how... it's always interesting to get a glimpse behind the curtain of creative geniuses like that because, yeah, the Muppets is so out there.
Yeah.
Like, how do you come up with a concept like that and make it work? Like,
right.
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
And I've read a couple books about them, so I'm excited to see how this translates. So that's exciting. Speaking of Disney Plus, Obi-Wan is moved.
Yeah.
Big thing says delayed, but it's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
But it ruins the thing.
It totally ruins the thing. They didn't release it May 4th because they were going to release it on the anniversary.
Yeah.
And so... 2 days, is that like they're moving it from Wednesday to Friday?
Exactly.
Are they going to start releasing things on Friday
That's
again?
That's the question, and they haven't said. But Obi-Wan himself, Ewan McGregor, is the one who announced this, and they are going to drop the first 2 episodes.
Right,
on
which
Friday.
They have done for a few series. They kind of hit
I don't know. I personally think drop the one on Wednesday so you could have the anniversary, and then do the next one on the Friday, and then if you want to move it to Friday, keep it on Friday.
I like the Friday releases more.
Yes.
It'll be tough. It'll be tough for us recording, like having a little reaction blurb.
True. Yeah.
But we can just be a week behind, so whatever,
that's fine.
Yeah,
that's okay.
But for season finales and stuff like that, I would like to stay up and watch it. And
Me too.
Can do that on a Friday, Thursday night a lot.
It's true.
A lot more easily than a Tuesday night.
We did that a couple times for WandaVision.
Yes. And it was awesome.
It was
like,
so good.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I'd come to work the next day with a lot of coffee, and the kids would, and we'd laugh about it, and it would be fun. It was like a bonding.
So yeah, fingers crossed that they move back to Fridays being the day.
I am sad that they're wrecking the day, the 25th.
Yeah.
But
I've told a few people about that's why they're releasing it on that day, and that's so cool.
Yeah, we just watched A New Hope in my film studies class, and there's quite the Star Wars nerd in that class, and he and I were talking about it even. He's like, that's amazing, because his first thing is, why aren't they doing this May the 4th?
Mm-hmm.
So I explained it, and he's like, oh, that's so much better. It's so good. And now it's
ruined. Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Answer, and I haven't heard why. They're moving it to Friday, I guess? I don't know. Positive news today. We're recording this on Thursday. And it came out today, regular character meet and greets are coming back as early as April 18th in Disney parks. Well, American Disney parks. I don't know about Paris or anything like that. But also on Disney Cruise Lines.
I think they already started in Paris.
In Paris, they did with non-face characters.
Right.
Yeah, then they were okay. If it's fully costumed characters, then it
Which
like,
makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, they're wearing a mask.
But this just says character meet and greets back to normal starting April 18th in Disney parks and in American Disney parks and Disney Cruise Lines as well. So this is really exciting. We have Goofy's Kitchen. We can meet the characters.
that's what it's going to sound like, probably.
Well, I think all the character dining after they announced that got booked up. So it's a good thing we already had.
True. Yeah.
This is exciting, and like I said, I don't know about elsewhere in the world, but, yeah, people are really looking forward to it. And I'm not sure, they haven't announced details about, like, when Disneyland Paris went back, they had very specific things, like which characters would and which characters wouldn't, and types of lineups, and, you know, different things like that. Like, I think some would take pictures, but not autographs, so they haven't announced anything like that, just character meet and greets are returning.
Right. Yeah. So, well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
excited
about
coming.
That.
Yeah.
Any other news?
So, well, you said it's Thursday that we're recording this. It's actually National Trans Rights Day.
Is it actually?
In the States, I think.
Mm.
I don't know how those days work or anything.
Right.
But there's been lots of posts about it. And Disney's in the news again for the whole Florida Don't Say Gay bill.
Yep.
They posted a really strong statement about it this time.
Did they?
Basically saying, this law is garbage and we will work to help repeal it however we can.
And
Like very definitive. And the governor of Florida came back and was like, how can a private business meddle in our governing and blah, blah,
funny,
blah, or
they
something?
Were, they had a different song when they were accepting their money.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's funny. DeSantos or whatever his dumb name is in Florida there is not too happy with Disney. And I don't think Disney cares.
No. That's interesting. That is really interesting.
Yeah, the statement was very strong. I was, like, shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Chapek got some flack, including from Bob Iger, about the statements you make matter, and they have to be strong and timely. Apparently, he went on record saying that, and Chapek was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, like, Disney CEO, there's been two in the last, like, 40 years, and this, and Chapek is the third, and he's already in hot water, and they're, like, we're already talking about him losing his job and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I've read a couple things that are hypothesizing within the next year that he's gonna get the boot if something doesn't change pretty drastically.
Yeah, so. And he's been handed, like, a really tough, a tough go of it, so I don't know, you can question some of his things, but, like, yeah, I mean, he's been...
I'm going to have to look up the statement.
Yeah, it's quite the statement. So,
interesting.
I think that's good.
Good. And make those statements.
Make those statements, and happy Trans Rights Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Or belated, I guess, because this comes out on Monday. But yes, every day should be Trans Rights Day.
Trans rights are human rights.
Exactly. Okay, that takes us to the main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content. Disney A grab bag. Hey, Brandon, what makes a good movie to watch on a plane?
Well, so you're on a plane. It is not the premier movie-going experience.
No.
Say what you will about theaters and having to deal with people looking at their cell phones or talking or whatever. They have really good sound system and really good picture quality these days. Sometimes you get that experience that you can't get anywhere else.
Exactly.
Especially opening night at a Marvel movie.
Spider-Man!
So, you have to take that into consideration when you're going to sit down on a plane where you're trapped in this metal tube with nothing to do for hours upon hours on end.
Exactly. It it can't be something that you want that incredible quality for.
Yeah, so... I'm going to take that into consideration. Maybe not ones where their strength is the visuals as much.
Fair.
And probably not a newer movie or one that I haven't ever seen before.
Yep. I have watched movies that I've enjoyed on planes that I haven't seen before, but they're always ones where it's been like, oh, I'll watch that if I get around to it. Nothing I'm like really excited.
A non-Disney example of that was I finally watched the Bumblebee movie.
Oh, I see. I've never seen that one.
The Transformer spinoff with the Transformer named Bumblebee, not the B movie with Seinfeld. Completely different.
I knew what you meant. What you meant.
And that was actually pretty good. That was a good plane movie because it was like dumb and actiony and whatever. Exactly. I didn't care.
I watch a lot of like chick flick type stuff on planes.
Yeah, comedies. Yeah. Comedies are a good go. And then the other thing is you have to consider you don't want something super heavy and drama-y. You're already on a cramped plane. You don't want to also start ugly crying.
That'd be me. But also something you get, like, when an announcement comes on to interrupt or they come by with drinks and stuff like that, something that, like, you can divert your attention from. In the same vein, I'd say horror movies.
Yeah, horror movies would not be great on a plane.
No.
And, like, something super adult with lots of sexual content.
Oh, yeah. definitely been, like, on planes where out of the corner of my eye I'm like, oh, my God, that's on an airplane. Like,
you don't want the little kid behind you in the seat looking through the and going, Mommy, what are they doing?
Yeah, same thing with a lot of gore and violence.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, a lot of that stuff doesn't show up on the list for airplanes and things like that, but if you're downloading something, or every once in a while it does show up and I'm like, what? I watched a, actually, and that one was really awkward because it was, I don't remember what it was, but it was like a novel adaptation of a classic book that I hadn't seen before. And it was, I think, about Lady Macbeth or something like that. And I was on a school trip and I was like, oh, it's like a Lady Macbeth movie. Cool. And I'm like watching it. Yeah. And I was like, and not watching Lady Macbeth anymore.
Well, I mean, traditionally, Lady Macbeth in her hand-washing scene is supposed to appear nude.
It's in the play and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes sense. But...
Oh, it totally does. But yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I didn't finish watching that movie. And I was like, well, that one normally would have worked. I know the story so well. And yeah.
Okay. So we have our parameters set up. Interestingly.
Yes.
You have the full access to the Disney Plus catalog on your device. You can download and watch offline.
True. So some of these.
Yeah. So you're not beholden to what the plane mm-hmm. has on the little TV in the seat in front of you, if you're lucky enough to be on a plane that has those, because not all of them do.
So also, before we got going here, I wanted to say I looked up and American Airlines released the top 10 watched movies from their streaming or whatever it is, right?
Their catalog. This year or ever?
I think this was actually like before COVID.
Before COVID, yes. Okay. Why? What happened?
So three of these are Disney, of the top 10 are Disney movies. Yeah. Okay. Some might be affiliated, but these ones are Disney movies. On the list, we had Black Panther.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yep. Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're rewatching it, I wouldn't be so annoyed watching those two in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. It would kind of ruin them to watch them first time that way. But
Then the third one is Coco. Now, personally, these ones I could watch now, but I actually do not agree with any of these as options. Also on the list, one I do want to mention, one of my favorite plane movies, I've watched it several times on an airplane, actually, is The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
That's a good plane movie, and that was on the list. And I was like, oh, me too. But Black Panther, watching that the first time, lost. Infinity War, you'd lose it. Yeah. And then Coco, ugly crying. What the heck?
That one's a bit too emotional. But that is interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say a movie, and then we'll each go for three.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so you're going to start us off. And these are not definitive at all. These are just ones that maybe we're thinking this might be a good one, like you said, to download.
Yeah.
Before we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna pick something that I've seen before, and it's kind of light and breezy. You're if you're on your way there, if you're not on the way home, then you might just be tired and sleeping. So that whatever. But you're trying to get in the vacation mood and having fun, or you're having to go to a horrible business conference or something. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to pick something recent.
Okay.
That's light and breezy and nice and vacation-y. Mm-hmm. I think Luca is a perfect.
Darn it, that was on my list. Okay, it's a good thing I have a backup plan.
Yeah, okay.
Luca was totally number one on my list.
Yeah.
That is a great plane movie.
Perfect, because there's not much there. It's not a very deep movie. You're not learning a huge life lesson. You get a lot of nice pasta and some fish friends.
It's travel-y.
Yeah, it's very travel-y. Yeah. Luke is perfect.
Okay, that is a great one. I'm annoyed because that was definitely my first one. Okay, are you going to stick to animated or are you just going to go anything from
the lexicon? I'm going to just go all over the place.
Okay,
I'll
do the same because I have some options here. I'm going to go Wreck-It Ralph.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So normally I'm like to go with the travel-y ones, but I've seen Wreck-It Ralph or... Similarly, Ralph Breaks the Internet, you could do as well. I like it. It does have some heart-tuggy moments, but it's not ugly crying. This is seriously a consideration for me picking these movies. Because, I could not sit through Coco on a plane.
Yeah.
And, like, first half and we're done. Okay.
Coco on a plane. That's the sequel.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. There are snakes. I don't know. It's the whole thing. But, yeah, Ralph Breaks the Internet, it has some, like, light moments. It's still a little heartfelt. I'd still be engrossed, but if I had to look away for a few minutes, it's not going to be a big problem. Yeah, Ralph Breaks the Internet. Wreck-It Ralph.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with something that's awesome and just will pass away the time.
Okay.
The first Avengers movie.
Ooh, that's a great one. I was actually thinking that when I saw Infinity War, I was like, no, go first Avengers.
Yeah, Infinity War is kind of big, and there's lots going on, and there's emotional stuff. The first Avengers, it's just classic feel-good superheroes coming together to win the day.
I like it.
So I think I could sit there and watch that one.
Yeah, that would definitely
seen
pass
it lots
the time.
Before, and doesn't matter, and can sit through it, and it'll pass the time, and it'll be I'll be very happy about it.
Yep, I would be in a pretty good mood. The other thing that I always think of is I do get motion sick on planes, so I want something that distracts me, right? Infinity War, I'd be an emotional wreck. I would be enthralled by it, but I don't know, something catches my attention. But Avengers is a better one. I'm not an emotional wreck watching Avengers. I'm just happy.
Yeah.
Other than Coulson. Okay, I'm going to go live action for this one. The first Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, good one. Yeah. Right? You get to see lots of the Caribbean.
Exactly. There's some traveling. There's some adventure. There's some, like, laughing moments. But you're also interested in it. Yeah. So I'm going Pirates. And that's a super fun one if you're on your way to Disney. Of course, Pirates is currently closed. But still.
Happy anniversary. You're closed. I still will never get over that.
I know. So,
you know what's even more annoying? They have the Mickey's main attraction sets coming. And right now it's Space Mountain. But up next is Pirates.
Sure is.
Darn right it's going to be closed. I guess it's not close to Florida, so they don't care. But
yeah, well, I don't know. So anyway, that Pirates of the Caribbean, I think is a good... That's my live action pick.
Well, that's interesting. I was going to be really cheeky and pick something dumb. Like Planes, the Planes movie.
That's a good one. Yeah,
the spinoff of Cars, like direct to video, really bad. I don't think so though. That would be
it's too much.
That would be awful. So no, I'm just gonna. We had one Pixar animated, and then we had a Marvel. So I'm just gonna go to the other big property, and I'm gonna go. Return of the Jedi.
Ooh, Return of the Jedi. Okay.
This is not my favorite Star Wars movie. It might not even be in my top five.
Ooh, okay. It's definitely in my top five.
If it is, it's fifth. But it's a good plane movie because it's pretty light and breezy. And if the beverage cart comes by while the Ewoks are doing their thing, no big deal. And you have good triumphing over evil. And yeah, it's just good that way.
Oh man, that is a good one. That is a good one because you get Star Wars, but like that's the right tone of Star Wars.
Yeah, and I would like A New Hope would be acceptable. That's the most complete standalone Star Wars movie, so that would be fine too. But yeah, I don't know. Return of the Jedi is my plane pick.
Yeah, so it was a good choice too. Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is Wreck-It Ralph Pixar or Disney?
I believe it's Disney.
Okay. Because I don't want to pick two of the same.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's Disney Animated Studios.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect.
I am correct.
Good job. Because I was thinking that and then I was just second guessing myself. So thank you for checking that for me. I'm going to go Ratatouille.
Hmm.
When we ranked our Pixar movies, I didn't rank Ratatouille high enough, I'm sure. I would like to watch it again.
It's true, you didn't.
No, but it's not one that's...
very disappointing.
Part of the problem is Pixar makes me cry a lot.
Mm.
But Ratatouille is pretty safe, and it's travel-based. And especially if you're doing something like going to Europe.
France, mostly,
yes. But still, this is Europe, right? So, I wanted to pick something Pixar-based, and Pixar's very dangerous. For me, like, I could maybe do Up if I fast forwarded through the first 15 minutes.
Yes, I was gonna say, don't watch the first 10 minutes of Up, and then you'll be fine.
I think I'd hit put play and then like go to the washroom and then come back, and then I'd be okay.
Yeah,
you know, bring out a book or whatever, and then 10 minutes, and I'd be okay.
Even Wall-E can be dangerous.
Oh no, Wall-E's too dangerous.
Yeah,
But I was thinking Ratatouille because. Got food, you've got like a little bit of sights. I'm a fan of anything that makes you kind of want to travel, and a lot of Pixar movies do, but you know, like I said, Coco, Up again, skip the first little bit.
Toy Story,
no. There's no maybe the first one. I could do the first Toy Story.
Yeah, the first Toy Story is pretty safe.
Yeah,
there's
you
not
do the first
there's
Toy
not
Story.
No real gut punches.
No just like warm fuzzies kind of thing. I'd be okay with that. Just don't think about Toy Story 3 while you're watching the first Toy Story and you should be okay. But yeah, so that's why I was thinking Ratatouille. I was thinking travel, like, not Caribbean, more Europe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, those are some good choices. I'm gonna throw in a bonus one.
Oh, I like bonus. Yeah,
because I only had the one animated, and my other bonus pick would be Big Hero 6.
Oh, I almost did that instead of Wreck-It Ralph. Big Hero 6 makes me cry.
There is some emotional moments. That one's not quite as bad for me.
Okay.
And Baymax is just adorable.
He is adorable. I love Baymax. Baymax, you know how before we were talking about underrated movies, we should talk about underrated characters because Baymax, my goodness.
Yep.
Is amazing.
And he's rated pretty high. Like there's pretty good amount of Baymax merch.
Yeah,
and
it's just a lot of people forgot about that movie, and then yeah. they're like, oh yeah, Baymax.
They need to like make a sequel or something.
I don't know. But yeah, that I couldn't make my list just because of the crying factor. I cry a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
That's why I was debating between that and Wreck-It Ralph, and I went, Ralph, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, there is slightly more risk of the
yep.
tears.
Yeah, I'm okay with like a few sniffles, but Baymax makes me ugly cry. So, yeah, but good one for sure. The other one I was thinking about doing was actually Iron Man.
Mm, mm-hmm.
But then you went Avengers, so I was like, ah, it's too
yeah,
gross.
Yeah, I was considering Iron Man as well. Pretty
same kind of realm, right? Like. Entertaining, seen it quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not Infinity War again, the ugly crying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, something like that. It's a good choice.
Cool.
Yeah, we should download some movies, hey?
Yeah, I should plan out. I don't know if I know we're on some smaller planes, but I think we'll be okay on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back, we're gonna be sleeping. So,
yup. Well, next week we can talk about that because we're gonna talk about our trip in detail.
Yes.
Our plans.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that because we have some interesting plans.
Yes. But we want to know what movies you recommend to watch on a plane. What are we totally forgetting? We only picked three and then your one bonus one there.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Even though I said a Pixar one, I'm going to say my bonus one is the first Toy Story. Because you can always watch the first Toy Story movie.
Yep. Just try not to think about how
dated
animation is.
Well, yes. I thought you'd say don't think about part three. But, yeah, I want to know what you think. Because, yeah, there's so many good ones. But what would not be too dramatic, not make Krista cry, and not lose the crazy action effects for Brandon?
Yeah.
We want to hear your opinions. Hey, Brandon. Guess what?
What?
I have a BuzzFeed quiz for you.
Oh, good.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, so I want you to think about your best friend.
She's
a dog.
they're not here.
Okay. Think about your best friend. You're going to describe your best friend and we will reveal your ideal getaway trip because you are who you hang out with. Okay. You're picking about your best friend. Try a human best friend. It's going to be a little easier for them.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what the questions are.
Okay. How does your best friend cheer you up when you're down? Do they bake you your favorite dessert? Buy you a bottle of wine? Parties the night away with me, offers thoughtful and practical advice, sends you hilarious memes, or shows up to your place as soon as possible to keep you company.
Bakes dessert.
I know who your best friend is.
Yeah, it's Freya.
Yeah. What's your best friend's top quality? They're extremely generous with their time, energy, and money. They're always down for an adventure or casual hang. They're super chill. They love all the same music, movies, and places as you. They've known you since you were a child and understand every part of your life. Or, TBH, they're just really friggin' good looking.
They love all the same music, movies, and places. Not so much the music, but it's a BuzzFeed quiz, so...
What's your favorite thing to do with your best friend? Cook an elaborate meal? Have deep conversations about love, the universe, and people? Should be life, the universe, and everything. They screwed that up, Brandon.
Yeah.
Travel to gorgeous destinations. Go to a music festival and strategize the best Instagram shots. Stay in and watch a movie or gossip about all the people you know.
There's a few on there, but let's go with travel because I have the travel bug right now.
Oh, yeah, fair. How old is your best friend? Your age? We were born the same day. Just 1 or 2 years younger than me. A few years older than me. Drastically younger or older than me. Or 21 in human years.
21 in human years? Oh, that's like a dog. Then.
I think it's like a dog. It doesn't make sense with the other things.
I kind of want to pick that one.
Pick whichever one you want.
It's just my age, I guess.
Wow.
Mm, boring.
Yep. What's your favorite food to split with them? An order of chips and guacamole, a rack of ribs, mac and cheese, an overstuffed sandwich, a warm soft pretzel, or a plate of street noodles?
A Mickey pretzel.
Yay. See, the one dog, her favorite food to split with you is not on here. It was popcorn.
Popcorn. both dogs.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to hang out? In a low-key neighborhood pub, at your favorite brunch spot, at a library, in a bustling plaza, on a cozy sofa, or on a hike? All of the above.
a low-key neighborhood pub. Yeah.
And finally, which of these colorful images reminds you of your best friend? So there's like whitewash blue wood, red sparkles, I don't know.
It looks like the ruby slippers.
Yeah. Green tropical leaves. It's like a purple and reddish, just like a funky light kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yellow, that almost plaster? Looks like plaster. Yeah,
yellow plaster.
And then the other one is white silver.
Kind of like an out of focus window, yeah, almost.
Something like that.
I'm going to go with the tropical leaves because it reminds me of a jungle at an all-inclusive resort. Ooh. In Mexico.
Okay, well, it says you should go to Berlin, Germany. Whether you're here for a week of electronic shows or just for the casual pub hangs, Berlin is the perfect getaway for all thinkers, creatives, and curious travelers alike. Hmm. You'll easily be able to get a dose of high-energy partying in at night and chill out the next day with a picnic at the park.
That actually sounds nice. And I did like Germany in general. When we were there, they have good beer.
Yep.
And I wouldn't mind going to Berlin.
Berlin. I liked Germany both times I've been. I've been there a couple times. And I'm a fan. So
We didn't spend a lot of time in big cities in Germany.
No, they were all like little
places. We were at a lot of little villages. We were in Cologne for like an hour.
This was very quick. I have been to a few bigger places though. The first trip I took there when I was much younger, it's like 20 years ago.
Yeah, were the dinosaurs cool?
It was really cool. It's like the first time airplanes were used. It was very exciting.
Yeah, so it's like one of them biplanes.
Yeah, one of those ones. Yeah. But you get out and like push the propeller first.
Yeah. Clear.
Anyway. like we said, definitely let us know what your recommendations are for best Disney movies to watch on a plane, because we've got some downloading
to do. Or any movies.
True. We like all movies.
Yeah.
So that is our show. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, as well as links to all of our social media accounts. That's disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also email us there. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you look up Disney A, you'll find us. If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do, especially on Apple Podcasts, but really just wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you know someone who might like listening to us.
And to be honest, that's going to be pretty much everybody.
That's true. Yeah, we're modest like that.
Grandmas like us, it's little true. Kids like it's us.
Just be sure to recommend us to them.
Yeah.
Because they'll be happy you did. Mm-hmm. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. And they're just awesome to listen to, especially like at work and stuff. If you're just like, I want some magic and happiness in my day.
Yeah, just bring some happiness you're stuck doing the daily grind.
Exactly. Mm. And there's some super cool podcasts on there as well.
There certainly are.
Yeah. Not just us. I mean other ones as well.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. I was being overly self-important before. Mm-hmm. This one I was pumping other people's tires.
Okay, good job. So next week, like we talked about, we're going to be talking all about our upcoming trip to Southern California. We're going to discuss our plans, wish lists, and all the fun stuff. So it's going to be pretty casual. It's going to be like a mess of information. So send us your suggestions because we're really excited.
Woo! We have pretty good plans already.
Yeah, we do.
We've been researching. Well,
for like 2 years.
This trip specifically, basically researching for 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, you're kind of a Disneyland expert as it is anyway.
Well, it's changed a lot though.
It's changed a lot, and I bring enjoyment of efficiency.
Yes.
That you may not have had in the past.
Yes. So, we even each other out pretty well, because Brandon is very much like efficiency I like, but you're quite go, and I'm very much like stop and smell the roses, and we meet in the middle pretty well.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind when we start talking about our plans next week. So what do we need to know, and what are some like little hidden things that we might not be thinking about? So join us next week. Until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Coco on a Plane. That's the sequel.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. There are snakes. I don't know. It's the whole thing.